Let's bring him in, the man who had to work a day early this week. A day early and a dollar short, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
You got that right. Good morning. And I'll tell you, Marshall, you know, it's so cold this morning.
How cold is it, Pat?
I saw a snowman with a hoodie on. Trying to get new ones. Sun and clouds, icy wind today, low 20s, clear, frigid tonight, 5 below to 5 above. The record low tomorrow morning for Hartford, Bradley, is 5 below. So if they drop to that point, they tie the record low.
We were at 1.5 degrees at my house this morning.
Yeah, no surprise. And the Arctic air continues, mid-teens tomorrow, even colder than today, sunny to partly cloudy. Friday, a chance to have some snow showers, some snow flurries. That's it. 15 to 20, but then on Saturday, it turns cloudy with a chance of snow. And we'll be in the lower 20s on Saturday. Right now, there is a possibility of us getting like 2 to 4 inches on Saturday. Very, very fluffy snow. Not a wet snow, very fluffy. And then Sunday and Monday, we'll have sunshine, but it will we'll have the icy winds. It'll be bitter cold. The temps stay in the teens for the end of 2017, the beginning of 2018.
Now, so a chance of the big storm is pretty much gone.
Big storm, as in over 6 inches. Right now, that looks like it's gone. But you know, it's only today's only Wednesday. And you know how I feel about it. Right now, the most of the modeling, except the Canadian and the European, are giving us no snow at all. And they've been insisting on that all week. But the Canadian and the European have been insisting on snow. And since the Canadian has been the best model so far this winter, I am going along with those two.
And the second best has been the Euro. The Canadian's been the best, and then the Euro's the next best, right?
Absolutely.
They're not calling for a big storm. They're not calling for a big storm right now.
No, neither one of them are calling for a big storm. But you know, again, you know, 3-4 inches, you know, and it's so cold, it's going to stick immediately.
And that's 3 or 4 inches on top of the 3 to 4 inches that we got right now.
Right, that's correct.
There you
go. This is those old fashioned winters, Marshall, that we've been talking about.
Yeah. But there's nothing in the pipeline after that, right, that we see right now?
There is a system that's going to be coming in. It looks like it would come in sometime late next week. But right now does not look like all snow, so we'll have to watch it.
Right.
We will have to watch that. I can't get rid of this cough. I just can't get rid of it. I'm using, a nasal spray, and I have, my menthol cough drops and cough medicine. I just cannot do it.
Well, you should call the guy that called in sick and tell him he should work for you.
Yeah, what a case. What a case. But in the meantime, I have to tell you that I was able to get out yesterday afternoon for a while, and there were some pretty good sales, and it wasn't too crowded.
Well, all I can tell you is I was in the city, and I want to tell you, the wind.
Oh, forget it.
The wind yesterday in the city was absolutely horrible.
It was like a knife.
It was absolutely horrible.
Yeah. I can't believe. Well, I guess you had to go. How long do you have to go, Marshall?
What the heck, you know? As long as they tell me.
They haven't given you an idea, like, now you could stop coming?
Fairly soon.
Okay.
Yeah, fairly soon. But it's everything's working, and I'm feeling good and stuff like that. So you know what? We'll just keep it going because...
Yeah.
But it was so windy. I mean, and if you were walking in the direction where the wind was coming into your face...
Like knives.
Oh, yeah. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, it's piercing, just terrible. I understand that. But look at your trivia. 1969, a post-Christmas snowstorm in New York and Vermont, 30 9 inches of snow.
Well, look what happened in Erie with there with the lake effect. 56.
You know what they get, like 53?
56, like 53 to 56 inches in 5 hours.
I can't believe that.
It just came down unbelievable.
That's 10 inches an hour. I can't imagine that. Could you, Marshall?
No, and they said that, you know, that they have interesting people that people that were outside the main zone.
Yeah.
Where they got like maybe an inch of snow.
Right.
When they would look to the north or to the south,
right,
it looked like a sandstorm was in place.
That's, you know, how intense.
That's how intense it was, and it was like a 2.5 mile wide stretch that went across that got all that snow. And other people, you know, as you got further away, it went to from that to 5 inches to 4 to 3.
That's lake effect, very localized.
I experienced that once in my life. I was in Cooperstown, New York, many, many years ago, and there was a big lake effect snow band that came off the lakes and made it to Cooperstown. And it was a Saturday evening. I had to go back to Kingston, New York on Sunday. And the skies were clear. I woke up Sunday morning, and there were 3.5 feet of snow. And I couldn't get out until Monday. I called work. I drove out of Cooperstown at about 2 miles an hour in my Volkswagen at the time. And literally 3 miles to the south of Cooperstown, there was nothing.
It's incredible. So how do you forecast something like that?
You only forecast the chance of it, and then when, you know, and people prepare for that, and then they're used to it, and so they get used to maybe having, you know, they might be where the band is, you know. But I think it's part of getting used to living there. But that's amazing, 50 some inches of snow in like 5 or 6 hours.
I'm sure that's one for the record books.
I tell you, I won't complain. I'll tell you what, I'm trying to think whether I like cold weather better or 56 inches of snow better. And you know what? I'll take the cold weather.
Me too, because think about how long that snow's going to be around.
Yeah, that's the only thing that I say. I'll take the cold weather over that. That's the only time.
If you have 56 inches of snow in March, you could probably live with it, because you know as well as I do, the increasing sunshine in March just eats away that snow very quickly. But when you get 56 inches in late December toward January,
it's there.
It's there all winter.
Yeah. It might decrease a little. It might decrease, but then you're going to get the regular snowfalls. So you're going to have a base of like 30 to 40 inches of snow all winter long.
My goodness. Wow. Yeah, so, and that's it. You know, from this standpoint, I'm just sitting back and I'm watching. And again, the day we look for any kind of it, really inclement weather, would be Saturday. But up until that point, all you have to do is brave the cold.
All right, my cats are fighting to my right, Pat. AM's trying to knock FM off the thing. Stop that! Trying to knock them off. They're both sitting on the counter, and AM is just trying to knock FM off the counter.
Why are they doing that? They just play, right?
Well, no. AM wants the full blanket back.
Oh.
Doesn't want to share it, and FM doesn't want to give it up. So
that's so funny. Meanwhile, I look over and I see Shirley on the couch, wrapped up in my fleece blanket.
There you go.
She buried herself underneath the fleece blanket.
All right. Well, my advice to you is to get under that fleece blanket as well.
Wouldn't that be a good idea? But that's not going to happen right now, Marshall.
All right. Pat, take care of that cough, and I'll speak to you tomorrow morning.
All righty. You too. Take care.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the Tri-State forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.